are listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday. My name is Alan and I'll be sharing a thought with you to take into your day. Today's reading is from Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. But today my focus is going to be the end of the passage from verse 18. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. Now, here is a man who hid among the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. No one could help him. No one could subdue him. He wouldn't let anyone close. People were afraid, and with good reason. So he hid. He fought. He was, by all accounts, a monster. And I wonder who would be the modern-day equivalent of this man. In Natta, our drop-in cafe for those aged 60 or better, we've been watching the whole Alpha film series. There are 15 films in total, and we are taking our time watching one film each month. There have been loads of stories, loads of places where God has been powerfully at work. But what has impacted me the most are the stories of people who were once violent, broken, vicious and nasty criminals, who prayed simple prayers and were transformed overnight. People who were full of hate and self-loathing, who are now totally transformed, leading churches or working in prisons and seeing others radically changed. When I read this story in the Bible about Jesus meeting a man terrifying and violent, uncontrollable, unreachable, I often picture the ex-prisoners in the Alpha film series. Now, I'm not suggesting that these men were demon-possessed or that demon possession can be explained away in simple or psychological ways. I don't think it's that straightforward. But I see men in these films who underwent dramatic and total transformation, from deep darkness to beautiful, all-encompassing faith. And I believe that God can transform the most lost, the most broken, the most violent, the most abusive people, those who have done the worst crimes that you could possibly imagine. These people, in God's hands, can be released, freed, redeemed, restored. Our God is amazing. So there are two things that I want to draw out from this passage and these stories. Firstly, I don't know what skeletons you have in your closet. I don't know what guilt you carry, what feelings of shame weigh you down. But God does. He knows you inside out. He knows your past and your future, your struggles and your triumphs, your guilt and your shame. And as we are summoned to stand before him, staring at our feet, too ashamed to lift our eyes and look him in the face, he places an arm around our shoulders and he gently lifts our chin so that our eyes meet his. And in his eyes, we don't see anger. We don't see pity. We see love. We see the Father's heart of longing and love for his dear child. He takes us from among the tombs, angry and aggressive, cutting ourselves, rejecting others, and restores us to our right minds. He brings peace to the chaos that rumbles deep inside of each of us. And he welcomes us. He welcomes us into his family. He doesn't want to punish. He wants to restore. Sure, that might be hard. We may have to own up, to apologize, to make amends, to make peace with those we've hurt. But he will help us through every step. And it's so worth it. And it is so freeing. Secondly, I want to draw our attention to what Jesus does next. Now the man, he wants to come with Jesus. He wants to become his disciple. But Jesus turns him away and tells him to go home. Now this can seem like a bit of a contradiction. Jesus has done so much for him, he now rejects him and his wish to follow him. Or perhaps this is actually the first step for this man on his discipleship walk. You want to follow me? Yes, Jesus says, absolutely, follow me by going back home and telling everyone you know, everyone you have heard, everyone who thought they knew you, who had written you off as a lost cause, go and tell them, go and show them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. Now, this is an unavoidable part of our apprentice to Jesus. It is a step that he asks us to take in our lives, where we share our story, where we tell others, where we make amends. As you listen today, remember all that Jesus has done for you. Give thanks and expect an opportunity to share with someone else this week what Jesus has done for you. Take the opportunity when it comes. God has so much more for us and wants so much more for our family, our friends, the people that we work with, those that we meet day to day. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for the love and freedom that you have brought into my life. Help us to go where you send us and speak freely of all that you have done. Amen. Mark 1, verses 1 to 20. They went across the lake to the region of Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on a nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us amongst the pigs, allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and the countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legions of demons, sitting there, dressed in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man, and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you, our Christ. What a beautiful name. Jesus, you brought Kissed it.